listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone's enjoying this beautiful weather we're having. It's been a little hot over the last couple of days, but overall, great weather yet to come. So glad you guys could make it back. I see everyone starting to log on. We really got some things to talk about today, guys. Last week's show was a little puzzling to me, but of course it was puzzling to you too. You know, the guy gets on and he pleads his case about not getting stabbed, you know, while sitting on the toilet. And actually, I wanted him to come back on, but it seems like he was a little embarrassed. You know, he said, listen, I can't believe that she really put my business out there. I can't believe she tried to shame me as a man. And he's really upset about this. And, you know, I would have loved to have him come back on, but he was a little too emotional, you know, because he felt like his manhood had been taken away from him. He felt like, you know, he was a punk on the toilet, you know, and let women bully him. So, you know, I get it, guys. I get it. No man wants to be bullied while sitting on the toilet. You know, and then you got, as he calls it, the crazy ex-wife, the crazy ex-stripper girlfriend. So, you know, all type of craziness. And then I asked her to come on the show just to clean up, you know, the story of what really happened, because it was a little different from her version that she originally gave me. It was more of, you know, that's what I did, and that's just the bottom line. You know, I had the Coca-Cola bottles like I was in a baseball field. You know, this was her story, guys. And I wanted her to come on to clear the air and say, listen, this is what I did, this is what I didn't do. But I got to keep in mind, for her sake, you know, he did call the popo, as he called it, on her, you know, and she could be incriminating herself by saying certain things. Even though her identity is not revealed on the show, but he knows, and then he may go back later on and say, aha, she never paid my deductible, and here's proof that she actually treated my car like it was a baseball field, you know, with Coca-Cola bottles. So, you know, we have to give her a little pass on that, because we like to keep people protected, you know, to some extent, unless it's something involving, you know, a criminal act with a child, then we have to do things a little bit different. But for the most part, you know, her saying, you know, she did X, Y, and Z, and him being a little embarrassed about it, it says a lot about her story, though, guys. It says that she told the truth when it came down to certain things, because, you know, immediately he wanted to say to himself, you know, we all know something went on there. And unfortunately for him and her, they can't be friends, according to him. But according to her, she has a different story to tell, which we'll never know the real story. So that sums it up for that saga of drama. And hopefully he finds, you know, true love. There was a guy that wanted to come on today, guys. And I tell you, he wanted to talk about his toxic situations that could have landed him in a very bad place. You know, and I got a lot of respect for this guy, because he wanted to come on and share his personal experience. He just didn't know which one. And I was kind of shocked to hear that he had so many toxic situations with so many women. You know, you can't make up these relationships. And I don't know if they're thinking it's a relationship or they think that they're in a relationship. I'm not sure exactly what it is, to be exact, but he found himself feeling bad for a young lady. And, you know, she was about to lose her place. And he's like, you know, we live in the same building. If I could help you in any way, keep your place, you know, to save you from being evicted with your kids, you know, I'm here. I'll be that guy that you need me to be. You know, but she realized that he had sucker written all over his face. And little did he know, you know, she actually already had a guy that was living with her. you know, and he found this out after he paid the rent that she was behind in. Guy never went to her house. You know, he respected the fact that she had children. So he never went to the home to visit. But he found out later on when he couldn't get invited over, you know, my kid's father, he still lives with me. He's a deadbeat. He does nothing all day. So no, you can pay my rent, but you're not invited to come to my house. So he kind of got suckered into being a sucker to pay someone's rent because he's a nice guy, you know? And nice guys, sometimes they don't win. And unfortunately for him, by him just, you know, putting himself out there and looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, he found himself in another situation where the young lady, she didn't speak English. And guys, I hate to throw people under the bus, but she was from my native country, the Dominican Republic. And he was using a translator to communicate with her. And his communicator wasn't as effective as her communicator used. And that's really not proper translation of any language because it's broken languages in every descent. So sometimes when you're translating through Google, you'll say a familiar word, but it's not the actual word that you're actually looking to say. So this kind of got him hemmed up in a bad situation because he was translating with her. You know, he's looking for love. He wants to be married. You know, and she was down for the program, except she didn't want to be with him on a full-time basis. She actually was just looking for a one-night stand. And his translator mixed up that information from wanting a one-night stand, like, I'll spend one night with you and we can just, you know, have a little fun and you compensate me for my time. You know, listen, guys, that's one against the lady. You know, she wants to be compensated. So what does he do? He actually takes her to his place. And for him at the time, you know, it's the ending of the month and he's, you know, one paycheck short. And he basically tells her, well, are you hungry? And she's like, sure, I would love to eat something. He orders the food. And then by the time the food comes, he says, well, I need you to cover the fee because I won't have my check until next pay week. And I kind of think that kind of deterred her from, you know, making it a two-night stand. So it was really a one-night stand. So she actually gave him a one-night stand. And I kid you not, this guy really cried like a baby because he couldn't believe that a one-night stand is all she actually wanted. You know, it happens, guys. You know, sometimes you find yourself in very bad situations by using those translators, especially if you don't speak the native language. So you got to be careful because you could be signing yourself up for something that you're just not entitled to, you know. So that plays a big, major part in, you know, speaking the language of maybe your own language. So maybe he should be looking for an American woman who could understand what he's saying versus someone from another country that's just here and just looking for whatever they can get and move forward with their lives. You know, guys, I tell you, you guys out there are something else. You guys are looking for love in all the wrong places. And then you get angry because the woman doesn't bend the way you need them to bend. Guys, you got to realize one thing. And I'm not going to be biased when I say this, because everyone loves the fact that I'm not biased on this show. You know, I don't take sides. But what I will say is, sometimes, guys, you have to back down a little bit and you have to play your position because, guys, sometimes you want a little too much. You know, you want a woman who's going to cook your food. You know, basically, you want to play house. You want someone who's going to make your bed. You want someone who's going to do your laundry. You want someone who's going to treat you like a guy that you want to be treated like, you know, like a nice guy. And sometimes, guys, you want a little more. Like, you'll have these outside children that you want to bring over because your girlfriend has children and you want to bring these kids in like you're a happy-go-lucky, ready-made, easy-bake oven cookie. You know, just put them all in one batch together and you got a big cookie. You know, but you can't push your responsibilities onto someone else. You know, someone just mentioned this to me earlier during last week about how she has a guy that she liked. He has 7 children, and she wanted to know how was this going to affect her life being in this relationship with this guy with 7 children. And she said, I just don't think I can do it. You know, he wants me to help him sell vacuum cleaners and sheets at the, you know, at the flea market on weekends. And he basically wants me to be a stepmom, and I'm not a stepmom. You know, it kind of reminds me of The Color Purple. I think that's the movie where Whoopi Goldberg played the young lady that, you know, she actually had the gentleman that she was married to, I believe, legally. At some point, she got married. But, you know, it was her task to tie down the household. Now, that used to happen decades ago, generations ago. But nowadays, it's a new generation. And people are not willing to take on more of their responsibility than they're obligated to. And I know guys will say, well, it's okay if a woman has 15 different children and we'll come in the picture and we'll chip in and we'll help out. That's usually the case, guys, because it's usually if you take the cow, you got to take the calves. And, you know, sometimes the litter is more than 5. So you can't be too upset because that's just the rules of the game. You know, it's a package deal. I've never seen a cow leave her calves behind. They always go with the cow, you know? It's just unfortunate sometimes that the cow sometimes has the cattle by one particular, you know, distinctive gentleman. And then sometimes they may not. They'll have, you know, bits and pieces here and there. It's like different babies, daddies. And unfortunately, some guys just don't know how to step up to the plate and be dads. And it's unfortunate because now you got this gentleman in the household that is taking care of, let's say, these 5 to 10 children that are not his. And then now he has children of his own. And what does this guy do? Does he neglect his children, or does he bring, like, let's all just chip in together and do something, you know? So it's a double-edged sword when it comes to, as they call it today, the blending of families, you know? And then it, in another instance, it's like some parents don't know how to let go of their adult children, because sometimes you'll meet a guy, you'll meet a girl, and usually it's for the girls, the ladies, okay? You got a 28-year-old son still living at home saying, Mom, what's for dinner? And is this guy going to pay our rent this month? You know, so it's kind of strange that double-edged sword will fall off on the guy that has to accept, if he wants to be with the cow and the calf, the grown calf, okay? It's going to be a little tough for him to accept taking care of a grown man, because that's how he's going to look at him. Like, you got this grown kid living in your house, not working. He has his feet up. I mean, it's like Baby Boy. You remember that movie, you know? He's in the house. His mother has his back. He has different girls. He has babies. So it's like having a baby boy, you know, the movie Baby Boy. Having him in the house all day, you know, and the mother just accepting the shenanigans, which a lot of mothers accept today, you know, and it's very sad, you know, because a lot of these times that these grown men want to become grown, it's a lot of the mothers that hinder them from becoming men. You know, they get stuck. It's like they haven't grown up yet. And mothers need to take responsibility for hindering You know, it actually should be a law against that. Because now, this man, he can't do anything for himself because it's like you're dealing with a handicap, you know? And it's, sometimes it's better to leave those type of men, ladies, right where they're at, because they're never going to be able to step up to the plate to the level that you're going to need them to be on mentally. And that's why there's a lot of toxic relationships today. Because, you know, a lady will meet a guy and she'll realize, okay, we're in the same age bracket. He seems mature. And then when you get to know him, you see the immaturity and the lack of progression and the lack of confidence that the person has. It's so easy for another man to come in and swipe your woman. It's called woman swiping. Okay? And guys, they sit back and they'll say, well, what did I do wrong? You know, I did everything she wanted me to do. I'm home every day. That's the problem. You're home every day. You know, where's your career goals? What are you doing with your life to keep that woman interested in you as being a progressive young man, older gentleman, to make her say, listen, this guy's for me. I don't want to cheat on him. It's so easy for a guy to convince a woman, especially if she's raising someone else's son, it's so easy for her to be convinced to say, I want to give this guy a try because I'm dealing with an adult kid, you know? And it's unfortunate because how you groom these young men today, I would honestly say, in today's society, because I'm looking at the generation of who would be taking care of me in the nursing home. You know, I can just imagine. I would have one kid trying to sell me pills. I can imagine having, you know, another young lady offering me a smoke, and I'm a non-smoker. I can just imagine, you know, and then you got the other crowd of kids that are sneaking booze. So they're like doing this at the age of 10 and up. And it's like, when I get to that age of actually retiring, disability, nursing home, you know, need my diaper changed type of thing, you know, it's very sad to say that this new generation that will have to care for us elderly people, don't bank on your kids taking care of you. They're waiting for the life insurance money, people. They're not thinking, let me take care of my parent. They'll take care of you if you have a social security check and you got something coming in. And they're like, you know what? I can take care of my parent because I'm going to get paid. Other than that, off to the nursing home you go. And in the nursing homes, there's a lot of bad things that happen in the nursing homes, okay? You know, there was one nursing home in Newark, New Jersey, they got shut down because it was so much Viagra being sold in that nursing home. And they were wondering why all the elderly women were coming up with STDs. You know, go figure. You got the one whippersnapper who works there who's like, hey, guy, you know, I can help you relive your youth again. So you got them giving these seniors these Viagras, and they're not crazy. That generation, and this is just about a year and a half ago, guys, during the pandemic, this happened. So can you imagine during the pandemic, these guys are, I mean, you got guys 85, 90 years old, strolling through the hallways. I mean, they did a story on this. So this is nothing. I'm just shooting out the air to you guys. There's a guy with his finger along the wall in the hallway, pushing along in his wheelchair to get down to the other hall, to the other end of the hall, to the ladies' room, so he could see her, because now his Viagra has kicked in. And now he's like, I'm here. I'm experiencing my youth all over again. You know, thanks to my caretaker. He gave me some Viagra. So I can live again. So this is really what's going on in nursing homes. Now, as we're getting older, you got fentanyl, you got, you know, the opioids, all different kinds. You know, then they got the sleeping pills. If they don't want to deal with you, if you're an annoying patient, they'll just put you to sleep. You know, they'll just put it in your applesauce. Very simple. You know, keep it flavored, keep you calm. You know, it's not much they're going to do for us when we get to that level of care that we're going to need. So it's like we're grooming these adult children to be terrorists in our lives because we're not going to be able to get them to go out and be productive in their adult life because we babied them too much. You know, I could honestly say that I've never done that with my children, and I have girls. You know, they got to hold their own ground. They got to do what they're supposed to do. I let them do because I'm only supposed to speak to you one time, and you're supposed to get it, you know? And it's crazy because sometimes you have to keep repeating yourself. And imagine keep repeating yourself to a grown adult. You know, it's like even with guys, you got to keep saying, hey, did you do this? Hey, did you do that? It's like, why are you even in a relationship like that, ladies? Like, relationships like that cause toxic situations because they're waiting for the next good job, which is a good guy, to come along and sweep her off her feet where she doesn't have to do all of this repetitive behavior stuff. Like, she's re-raising her adult children that she's already raising. Now she has an adult man to raise. Now flip the script. If it's an adult woman that the guy has to convince to do something with her life, you know, women are supposed to be the backbone of this whole show that's going on right now today in America. Women have so many equal rights that they feel as though they are the man and the woman and they have to wear the pants. And this is why women become bosses, you know, not bosses where I'm running this operation, I'm running this show. They become the boss of their household. They become the boss of their spouse. They become the boss of their children because they have to be in charge at all times to make sure the job is going to get done, it's going to be complete. And the men fall short where they don't show leadership in relationships. And this is what causes bad situations to happen, you know, because men fall short on giving direction, you know, being clear and concise. Because a lot of guys mumble, they mumble, you know? So, and you're like, what'd you say, hon? What'd you say? You can't even make it out because it makes no sense, you know? But if you have someone that's clear and concise, that's those two words that when you're having a conversation with your children or your spouse, you have to say, be clear and concise, because now you're getting to the point and you're making your point very clear and it's understandable. They call it in layman terms, where you can understand it, where people are not using big words to get their point across or to say, this is what needs to happen here. You got to create an action plan. And I think that's what a lot of people are lacking today. That's an action plan. You know, a lot of people don't take life for its full face value. You know, it's like a $100 bill. You know what it's worth. You know, the $50. This is the worth. This is the full face value of it. This is what you're going to get, you know? And unfortunately for some people, they don't know how to do the calculations right. And this is how they always end up coming up short, because you can't subtract backwards. You can, but your numbers always look weird. You know, it's always, you know, school, we were taught biggest numbers on top, lowest numbers on the bottom. You know, this is how we did math, okay? And some things never leave you if you're doing it, you know, the way that you know how to do it and how to position yourself to do it. You know, there was a guy that wanted to come on today. Another guy wanted to come on today. He is struggling from addiction. And when I say addiction, he's struggling with crack cocaine, you know, and he wanted to come on today because he wanted us to try to piece back his relationship with his daughter of 20 years of damage that he's done. And, you know, I was very open to having him come on today, but he couldn't come on due to his work schedule. He's trying to get to California to go see his daughter because his daughter said, listen, Dad, you've been on drugs and you've been on drugs for a long time. And all you've done was destroy my life. And she made an executive decision as an adult to say, I don't want to hear from you or see you until you decide to stop using drugs. Now, people don't understand the torment that they take their children through when they become addicted to something. And addiction goes deep, guys. Addiction runs from buying shoes, getting your hair done. It could be gambling. It could be smoking. It could be loving the wrong person as an addiction. Okay? So there's many forms of addictions out here. You know, it's not just drug use. People have addictions to, you know, drinking coffee all day. It's caffeine. You know, I need my coffee. It keeps me up. You know, but people don't understand the ramifications of this addiction. People are narcotics, especially when they're prescribed. You know, a lot of people stop using street drugs and get more, you know, prescribed drugs to ease the pain of whatever has happened to them in their life, and they can't get past it. And then sometimes people go through this addiction because they've experienced some other type of pain, which could be, you know, a car accident, such as myself. I had a very bad car accident in 2016 that nearly took my life, which I'll talk and share some things with you guys about that accident as well. Let's take a small commercial break and I'll be right back, guys.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey, guys. We're back. And, you know, I wanted to share with you guys, I had a bad car accident in 2016. Nearly lost my life. Went through the whole trial and tribulation of not walking for a year. I got hit by an 18-wheeler. I was on heavy induced narcotics for about 9 months of my life until I was able to have my back surgery. So I had back surgery, I had neck surgery, and I have a robotic shoulder. So I went through a traumatic experience getting hit by an 18-wheeler who was drunk driving on Highway 78 here in New Jersey. And that experience nearly cost me my life because I didn't know if I was ever going to walk again. You know, the odds were against me. I was pretty beat up, in bad shape. And the doctor's only remedy at that particular time was narcotics. And me not knowing anything about taking narcotics and being an inexperienced drug user, because I was never a pill popper, you know, a person that was interested in taking any type of pills. I was always more of a functional person where I like to be a clear thinker. And due to my job, I had to be a clear thinker. You can't have a profession such as mine and be on any type of narcotic use to be productive in the field. And, you know, being prescribed fentanyl and oxycodone and Flexeril and Valium and Soma and taking all these narcotics in one setting, I would actually be asleep for 2 days and would wake up and not know what day it was. So, you know, sometimes we come down hard on people that find themselves in bad situations. You know, one thing is to use narcotics because you gotta use them and you gotta have them. And I thank God every day that I just went cold turkey one day, guys. I woke up and I looked in the mirror and I said, this will never be my life. I will never be drug dependent on any medication to see me through. I'm going to do this independently. And I went cold turkey. My doctors all thought I was crazy. Are you crazy? You need this medication. No, I actually don't need it. You know, I think it was a mind over matter type of situation. It's more so of once you learn how to control the pain and accept the pain, you know how you're going to live with the pain. And this could be pain of trauma that could surface, you know, in someone's life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a car accident. You know, it's people out here suffering from being prostituted at a young age by their own parents. You know, they're living with this trauma. And it's kind of scary, guys, because when you look at people that have had that type of trauma in their life, you got to sit back and say, you know, this person is trying to mask their pain. You know, they're not trying to adjust to it. They're trying to mask it. And when a young girl at that age has to be solicited for sex, you know, this is a really bad, traumatic injury. And guys, this is a real story, by the way, you know. I just believe that when people have to sell their children for drugs and put them in a position to be with older men knowingly, you know, it kind of behooves me why the federal government hasn't stepped in to actually lock that parent up, even though the child may be an adult child today, because you know, you're dealing with children here and the mentality of a mother who would do that for her own drug usage is a really sad thing. Now, I'm not saying that it only happens here in America, you know, and I'm quite sure some of you guys will read the stories about the Dominican Republic and how the sex trade is horrible there with young girls, because there's a lot of guys that come from the United States. You know, and listen, if your guy's saying, I'm going to DR for a vacation with my friends, trust me, he's not going because he wants to watch the whales or the seals, or he's going fishing, okay? He's going there to have fun with a young girl, and unfortunately, they have stopped a lot of that in certain areas. They still have second. By your guys just going over there to vacay and have a little fun with the fellas. he's having fun, ladies, but it's not going to be with the fellas, okay? So just keep that in mind. And, you know, if women would read up on, you know, the history of the Dominican Republic and in those particular areas where, you know, prostitution is being solicited and it is legal because it is considered working territory. So it's not illegal to indulge in sexual activities in the Dominican Republic as long as you're paying for them. So you got to keep a lot of things in mind. And also the HIV rate in the Dominican Republic is at an all-time high. So your guy's going on vacay and you have to deal with your income back. So it's keep yourself protected, ladies. But back to drug usage, you know, people mask their pain with drugs, okay? And they mask them in two different segments of level of pain. And I feel bad for a lot of people that have family members that are addicted. It's a really sad thing to go through. You know, I've had friends that were addicted, and some are still addicted. Some are still addicted, and they're fighting. You know, they're fighting for their lives to get away from whatever is hurting them. And I hope that, you know, because some of my friends, they listen, and I hope that they're on listening today, that hopefully they can get themselves clean and do something better, because I see better in them. You know? You have to let a person to do it. Because if you force a person into anything, they'll never do it. They'll laugh at you, you know? And it's sad because it's a lot of grown people laughing. You know, with everything going on today, there's a lot of grown people looking at other people and looking down on them and saying, you know, look at your life. You know, there's a guy that said, you know, when he was in high school, because he's a dark-skinned guy, he said he was never, like, in season, you know, for the ladies. They wanted the pretty Rickies, you know, light skin, curly hair type of guys. And now the tables have turned and he's like, the pretty Rickies are all basically the ones that he went to school with are all addicted to something. And he's more like, now he's the hot commodity. And now these women are looking at him. He's like, I'm not even interested anymore. You know? So it's good not to throw dirt on others. Especially, you just don't know what bridge you may have to walk back across. So it's always good to keep that in mind. But guys, I see there's a lot of people on today. I'm very, very, very impressed. Glad to see everybody on today. I wanted to have this gentleman come back on that was on the show previously. Very heartbreaking story about him and his dad. His dad abused him when he was a young kid. I'd have to go back and get his name. But I wanted to do an update with him about his love life, because he actually had a really bad run-in with this young lady that he thought, you know, was down for him. She basically cleaned him out, cleaned out his bank account, screwed up his credit. He's in like maybe $500,000 with the banks right now. She spent a lot of his money. He doesn't know what happened to it. And then he's finding out that she had a habit, you know, and it was a very bad habit, you know, drug usage. And who knows what she was coping with at the time, things happen. But there's a heartbreaking story that was shared with me with some people that are a tight-knit family. Well, they were a tight-knit family until, you know, the husband, the wife had an issue where the wife walks in and catches her sister, who is Muslim, by the way, guys, which was a little shocking to me. I'm not here to judge anyone's religion. But her sister was in the bed with her husband with no underwear on, and her husband was naked. And this woman was a little distraught by her sister's actions, you know, because when you're covered in your garbs, you're highly respected. And I'm not sure how this situation came about. But the family is like at war with each other. You know, the husband is an alcoholic, guys. And this is another thing. He's masking his pain from a motorcycle accident he had. And he basically gets so wasted that he doesn't know what he's doing. But I get it, guys. You're like, the sister-in-law wasn't drinking, was she? Well, according to him, she was also drinking. You know, and like I said, I'm not here to judge anybody's religion, because that's not what I'm going to do. But at least she could have taken off her, you know, religious clothing to say, I'm not doing this, or I'm not even going to partake in it. You're my sister's husband. You're my brother-in-law. You know, why would I go that far unless we've been going that far all along, you know? And it's unfortunate that now there's a family that's torn apart because of an addiction, and an addiction that this guy, unfortunately, can't control due to his motorcycle accident. And it's like, he's in so much pain, he doesn't want to take the pain pills. So he's like, he resorts to alcohol as, you know, a refresher to keep him nice and mellow. And it helps with the pain. And he's okay after he's like wasted. You know, he wakes up the next day, he's in a little bit of pain, but he still feels good. You know, he can conquer the day as long as he gets wasted the night before. So now you got this family, a religious family, because from my understanding, the wife is also a Muslim, and the husband is not Muslim, or he may, I don't know, he's, I'm not sure. But this religious household that is now torn upside down due to infidelity and a breach of trust. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you find yourself a little lonely. You know, who knows what the guy's going through? His wife probably comes down on him a little hard. According to what he says, you know, his wife really talks down to him, and he feels like he can't be the man that he used to be. He can't be the provider that he used to be due to this accident. So he has came so hard on himself as far as beating himself up that now he's just sulking in alcohol and doing frivolous things such as, you know, intimacy with his sister-in-law, you know, but maybe that is one of the reasons why he's actually stepping outside of the marriage and keeping it in the family, I guess. You know, because sometimes you can hurt a person's value by discouraging them and telling them what they can't do when you should be their cheerleader, telling them what they can do. And sometimes women, we fall short, you know, on that part of being our spouse's cheerleader. You know, I am more for, let me get my pom-poms out. You know, I'm going to cheer his name all the way to the finish line. Even if my husband does something and it sucks, okay? I'll tell you what, I'll give you a good example. When I had my last and final surgery back in 2020, my husband, he doesn't cook. So what he did was he prepared a night tray by the bed with all these snacks, healthy snacks, by the way, guys. And even though I'm starving, I woke up and I had all these fruits laid out, all these nuts laid out. I had everything. It was like, it was picture perfect. It wasn't a gourmet meal, you know, even though he could have went out and bought one, you know, because that's my thinking. You don't know how to cook all that great. Maybe you can go out and get something and lay it out on a tray. But he took what he knew best as far as healthy eating to, you know, get his wife back into eating something while she's taking her meds, you know, getting through this hard time. And he just laid everything out so nicely. And I was like his cheerleader. I told him how well he did. Even though I was hungry, guys, I felt the bottom of my stomach. I was hungry. Okay, but whatever he made, I made the best out of it. I was very thankful. I was very grateful because sometimes, guys, you'll have someone that won't even think about you to feed you. You know, you're just every man for themselves. Like, good luck, you know? But he took the time out to make a special tray with foods that were out of the can, basically. And, you know, make some tea, even though it was unsweetened, but I was still his cheerleader. You know, I'm saying to myself, this stuff sucks in my mind, but I wouldn't break his spirits because I didn't want to break him down. Well, he knows now because I'm airing it out. But I didn't want to break his spirits and tell him, listen, this sucks. You could go out and buy something. I just cheered him on like, good job. Good job. You're doing a good job. And guys, you know what? It was very appreciative on his behalf that I even said thank you. You know, because sometimes people forget to say thank you. Thank you for the little things. My husband's going to go out to McDonald's and get me a fish sandwich. And I'll say, thank you. You know, he's like, what are you thanking me for? Thank you costs you nothing. You know, some people don't want to say thank you because they already feel like they're entitled to certain things. So why should I have to say thank you when that's your job? No, that's not your job. Because people get marriages misconstrued of that's your job and that's what you're supposed to do because you're married. No, when you took those vows, that part is not in there. That's like a guide for the children today. Our children, they keep thinking that they're a part of this entitlement program and they're entitled to everything, which they're not. They don't realize that they have to earn things and be very grateful for them because, you know, nowadays, parents aren't trying to co-sign on cars. Parents are not trying to co-sign on loans because our kids, the entitlement program, they'll tell you do this, that, and help them, and then they'll never pay it back, and you're stuck with paying the bill yourself. And then what do you know? Voila, your credit is jammed up. So, you know, it's all types of things that can go wrong today, but let's focus on the things that can go right. Let's focus on being more of a cheerleader. Let's focus on having good words to say to each other. You know, there's so many things going on today from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I'd like to thank everyone for coming on the show today. It's a little over 13 million people today. I'm surprised there's so many listeners out there. I'm surprised you guys are tuning in and happy to be on the show with me today. I can't wait until next week. And hopefully we'll have a surprise guest come on to tell their story so we can get down to the nitty gritty. Might have a reoccurring guest that was on before, but I'd like to thank you guys for spending your Tuesday with me. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat place. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye, guys.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.